Hello, 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 and welcome to another podcast here at Get in Position to Win today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And I want to thank you as usual for your time and your energy in joining this podcast. And before I even get started, hey, take a serious look at becoming a supporter. That would be greatly appreciated. All right. So, hey, I found myself reading an article today by Vanguard, and they were discussing they having a new platform where they can compete with the banks trading currencies. So I asked myself, what do rich people do? I Googled, how do rich people get rich? And what that led me to was a list of 10 things wealthy people do to keep getting rich. And I want to share this with you, okay? So let's jump right into this podcast. And again, thank you for your time and energy. See, in a world of average people and average salaries, many of us aspire to join the seven-figure club. Who doesn't dream of becoming wealthy so they can stop working and go on guilt-free shopping sprees and take endless vacations? However, most rich people don't do those things, and that's part of how they build and maintain their wealth. See, there's a difference between living a life of careless spending, which we would quickly drain even a wealthy person, and living for long-term financial independence and wealth. The self-made rich aren't necessarily smarter than anyone else, but they have mastered some important principles that help them get ahead and stay ahead. Most important, and I'm going to repeat this, most important, they treat building wealth as a learnable skill. And it's one that you can learn too. So, if you'd like to join the ranks of the super wealthy, try honing these 10 habits and lifestyle changes and see what financial freedom truly feels like. Number one, people, have a financial growth mindset. See, wealthy people are incredibly creative when it comes to thinking about business and finding different ways of making money. Mega successful people set themselves apart because they nurture a financial growth mindset, which changes how you view money and helps you focus on seeing profitable opportunities all around you. This mindset helps successful and wealthy people believe that there are always bigger and better projects to work on, and there's always more money to be made. See, they're open to exploring new ideas. Are you open to exploring new ideas? See, they believe they're always capable of making changes and creating a positive outcome. Number two, and this is a big one, network with other successful people. Wealthy people understand the importance of surrounding themselves with other successful people. Wealthy people spend time networking with others who are wealthy, but also have drive, talent, and most important, the potential to become wildly successful. The rich spend time every month getting to know other like-minded people at conferences, events, and gatherings, or just grabbing coffee or a drink with someone interesting. This is time wisely invested, as it keeps their minds focused on success and helps them to meet new people who have fresh and thought-provoking ideas. Doing this also helps wealthy people fill their contact lists with relevant and influential people who can potentially help them, and that works vice versa. Number three, get outside your comfort zone. I'm going to repeat that. Number three, get outside your comfort zone. See, wealthy people are successful because they have learned that success comes to those who embrace a little discomfort. They understand that the only way to really improve is to push yourself beyond your limits. If you want to become wealthy, you're going to need to fuel your creative spark, come up with unique business ideas, and then take the plunge, which is to act. See, wealth and success don't emerge from the safety of a 9-to-5 job. They come from drawing on your inner strength and going for your big dream. All successful business leaders, visionaries, and game changers have gone beyond their comfort zones in order to achieve the ultimate success. The people who will go down in history had the courage to face their fears and to take that first step into the unknown. Number four, create multiple income streams. Create multiple income streams. The more money you have, the easier it is to make more money. And the easiest and fastest way to make more money is to have multiple income streams. That way you always have money coming in and can use the excess income to invest in new income flows. This, in a nutshell, is the primary way the wealthy stay wealthy. There are two basic forms of income, people. Active income, in which you work for the money and you make, and passive income, in which payment is directly tied to the number of hours you work. Passive income includes rental property, dividend stocks, index funds, writing a book, creating an app, all of which will bring in a steady flow of income from sales or royalties. Number five, y'all, invest. Rich people make their money work for them. They give it direction. They know that investing is the key to growing their finances. While saving money for a rainy day is important and you need an emergency fund, your investments are going to do the heavy lifting to help you become wealthy. See, saving means putting money into a safe place until you want to retrieve it. But most savings accounts don't yield high interest. So this pile of money basically stays static. It's not going to grow much beyond what you add. But smart investments will give you healthy returns, which you can then reinvest. When you invest in something, you also accept some amount of risk. So you never want to invest more than you can afford to lose. But don't be comfortable. If you're aggressive, be aggressive. You got to know yourself. Let's get this wound up. Number six, take calculated risks. The rich don't gamble on big financial decisions. They do what they can to mitigate risk. They do their research and analysis and determine which options best suit their financial needs and business desires. They weigh the pros and the cons and then take calculated risk. They make financial decisions by asking themselves, will this bring me closer to my goal? See, they avoid frivolous risks that aren't really going to benefit them, and never take a cavalier attitude when it comes to money. Number 7, focus on self-improvement. Wealthy people are usually avid readers, but you won't find many mindless beach novels in their bookcases. The wealthy understand the importance of self-education and pushing themselves to become better in all ways. In fact, if you look at the books piled by their beds, you'll mostly find titles on self-improvement. While 85% of rich people read 2 or more self-improvement books per month, only 11% read for entertainment, compared to 79% of the poor. And a whopping 94% of wealthy people read news publications, compared to 11% of non-wealthy people. Number 8, never completely retire. The ultra-rich certainly have enough money to never work another day in their life, but the majority of them keep working, at least to some degree, often well past 70. That doesn't mean they're clocking long days at the office. Indeed, they're probably taking their fair share of vacation and enjoy flexible schedules. But many rich people never completely retire. This is not because they can't afford to, but because they enjoy what they do. Many entrepreneurs at heart and desire to run and grow a business never leave them. The stability of working and the sense of purpose and fulfillment it gives them is an important part of their overall happiness. Working gives them an ongoing feeling of success and an objective to keep them focused. Not to mention that it keeps the money rolling in. Number 9, as we get ready to wrap it up, avoid overspending. While non-wealthy people daydream about spending money without worry, buying fancy cars, big houses, and expensive clothes, the rich understand that the more money you spend, the less you have. The wealthy wouldn't stay wealthy long if they spent excessively. No matter how much money you earn, you'll always be poor if you spend more than you make. See, the rich recognize that the less you spend, the more money you have to grow your wealth. Keep in mind that frugality is relative to your income. A wealthy person may spend much more than someone who is considered middle class, but in relative terms, the rich tend to be thrifty and they make sure they don't overspend. Number 10, take time to reflect. Many of the self-made wealthy spend time in focused thinking every day. Spending 30 minutes or more in a quiet space gives them time to reflect on their life and goals, to think about their health and relationships, considering their career and their financial goals, and to analyze where they're currently at and where they want to be. Critical thinking time is essential to staying ahead of the market in considering what changes may be coming your way. This is also a time to focus on self-improvement and working through ideas. Some may opt for journaling or writing to help them come up with creative solutions and ideas. Just make sure you're spending your time on productive thinking. Don't waste your mental energy on rumination or negative thoughts that will make you second guess yourself, because the wealthy don't. Again, I want to thank you for your time and your energy. If you've enjoyed this podcast, hey, send me a message. Better yet, become a supporter. Or just share this podcast with a friend. And again, thank you and get in position to win today. Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition here at Get in Position to Win. I am your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley, and I want to thank you for your time and your energy in joining this podcast. So let's jump right into today's topic, which is how to stay on time or ahead of your project. In the last couple of episodes, you learned about the distractions you can and cannot control and how to overcome them. It is critical that you overcome any distractions you face, as your work efficiency and quality will be negatively impacted if you don't. Procrastination can occur when you give in to distractions and self-doubt, which can negatively impact your work efficiency and quality, as well as negatively impact your own health and well-being, as I have discussed in previous broadcasts. As you recall from the last two broadcasts, procrastination leads to you working slower and working harder. You also have an idea of why staying on time or ahead of your project is key to you producing your best work. By staying on or ahead of schedule and completing your project, you will be able to utilize the information in these podcasts to enable you to produce your best quality work. One instance is where you will be able to take the 15-minute breaks that many experts suggest you take every hour. Thus, you should be working for 45 minutes and resting for 15. However, if you allow distractions to affect your focus, procrastination will set in, which will cause you to do less work in a set amount of time. This will result in you falling behind on your project, which will force you to work faster and harder in order to catch up, likely leading to a decline in work quality, which can negatively impact your credibility, reputation, and profitability. The alternative is taking longer to complete the project than you either planned or announced, which will again negatively impact your credibility, reputation, and profitability. Therefore, it is vital that you stay on time or even ahead of schedule in your projects to keep you from having to work harder and faster in order to catch up from procrastination and making excuses. Let me repeat that. Making excuses due to distractions. Note, if you do fall behind and want to stay on the schedule you intended, you are going to have to work longer on the same project, which means that you will either not be able to take 15-minute breaks every hour as recommended by most experts, or you will have to take away leisure time and work extra hours in order to catch up from procrastination and being slowed by distractions. See, remember, it's your credibility, reputation, and profitability that is at stake when you miss deadlines for your superiors, customers, peers in your field, and target markets. If you miss deadlines, people will question your commitment and your ability to perform quality work in a reasonable period of time, even if you do provide high quality work. Similarly, if you make deadlines but produce low quality work, people will question whether you have the skill set and the ability to produce the quality of work they are looking for. This is why you must do everything possible to stay on time and even ahead of schedule when working on projects. Your credibility, reputation, and profitability depend on it. This is why it's vital you avoid procrastination and you avoid making excuses due to distractions so that you can perform your best quality work in the shortest amount of time possible. This is why you must take steps to overcome the distractions you can and cannot control to ensure distractions don't cause you to make excuses and procrastinate, as this will only cause your work to be less efficiently done and produce a lower quality work than is expected from you. Giving people reasons to doubt your ability to produce high quality work in a set time frame will lead to other people or competitors overtaking you, either leading them to get promotions over you or having their business take your potential customers away from you. This is why the information in this podcast is so vital to you overcoming procrastination and excuses. You need to be efficient and effective in your work in order to have the most success possible. You'll learn about focusing on the rewards and benefits you receive after you complete a project, and that can help motivate you to stay on time and ahead for the next project that you tackle. Man, I am feeling great, and I want to ask you again to, hey, support this channel. Share this channel. Send me a question, a comment. Send me a friend request. Send me a question. All right? I want to thank you for your time and have another great day.